Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Get a Fucking Life, Babe podcast. This is the podcast you come to when you want to change your self-concept fast, manifest everything you want, and get a life you are absolutely obsessed with. Welcome to day two of the 5-day manifestation challenge, the New Year, New Story challenge. I am so happy to have you here, and I really, really hope that you loved day one. And you know what? If you didn't love it, tough shit. Sometimes we've just got to do the work. And I hope you've done the work anyway. Please do not skip any part of this challenge. I've been a mindset coach since 2016. I've done the work. I've done the rounds. I've done the legwork. I know what works. I know why I'm giving it to you. There is a reason everything is in the order it's in. There is a reason why I am giving you the task that I am giving you. It's because it bloody works, babes, all right. But today is a lot more fun than yesterday, so get excited. We're going to be creating your big vision today. We are going to be tapping in to your vision for 2025, what you want to manifest, what you would manifest if you could manifest anything. I don't want you to just write things down that you think are attainable. I promise you, this is not the space for that. That reporter might have been holding space for Ariana Grande and Cynthia for the Wicked movie and the songs that are in it, but I'm not holding space for this, babe. Like, this is not the place for you to be realistic. This is the place for you to be absolutely audacious, outlandish. This is the space where you can dream to your heart's content, and none of us, we listen and we don't judge. Like, we're not going to judge each other for how big we're going to dream. Also, you can tell by the past 20 seconds of referencing two pop culture TikTok trends that I spend my life on that app. And I'm forever grateful to that app for giving me the life I have now, the business I have now. But that made me laugh. Creating your big vision and knowing what you are manifesting in is so important for a few reasons. And one of the big things I think that people sleep on a little bit when it comes to creating that big vision is balance. Because a lot of the times, people find my page or they find manifestation and they're trying to manifest something that feels really big and they want this one thing, and you know, they have it on a pedestal, and that thing is great and it's important and rah rah rah. But your life is important. Having a high quality life, knowing exactly how you want your life to look, the type of woman or man you want to be, the type of life you want to live. It is so important to have that all-round perspective and not just be pigeonholing one manifestation because we think it's going to validate us. Because let me be honest, that is what you're doing a lot of the times when you're thinking of this big manifestation. But don't worry, I'm going to help you out of that this week. We're going to be validating ourselves. Don't worry, I got you covered, babes. But also, when you get clear on what you want, you can reverse engineer it, which is what we're going to be doing throughout the week. You can reverse engineer what that version of you believes. You can reverse engineer how they act. You can reverse engineer their daily habits, because you can sit down and ask yourself, okay, well, if this is the life I've got, if this is my big vision, what must she be doing? What must he be thinking, etc., etc. So today is all about visioning. And I don't care what happened in 2024. I don't care what has been available up until now or hasn't been available up until now. I don't care what you've manifested in the past, to be quite frank. I care about what you are going to manifest in 2025. And I want you to really dream big to your heart's content. I want you to be as wild as you can think of when it comes to this vision. And don't put things down that you don't give a shit about. Like, don't put down, I want a mansion, rah, 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 because you think that's what success looks like to you. And like, you've seen it in the movies and that looks like happiness. Personally, I wouldn't want a mansion. Too much uptake, too much upkeep, the cleaning. Oh my gosh, I hate cleaning my own house. Never mind if I had 17 bedrooms. I mean, if I had a mansion, I would have a cleaner cleaning them 17 bedrooms. But still, it's a lot of hassle and a lot of work for the sake of little old me sitting in my mansion, just me. I mean, I do have a boyfriend, but we don't live together. You know, you have to really think about what you genuinely want in your life for 2025. And this is not just material things that you're trying to manifest in, like a car, weight loss, anything like that. I want you to really tap into what your life actually looks like. So success to me is being able to wake up whenever I want. I'm a night owl. I don't like mornings. I don't like getting up early in the morning. I naturally come to life at nighttime. Therefore, I'm going to go to bed later. So I'm going to be up later. I don't need anybody telling me that I have to be in for work at 8 o'clock. that's not the life I want to live. Even when I was doing eyelash extensions. So I haven't been employed since I was 19. I've been self-employed since I was 19, should I say. That sounds more successful. Because I have had work. You know, I'm a bad bitch. I've got businesses, babes. But even in my lash business, you know, I preferred starting the day at 10 a.m. I can make my own rules. Now, I don't have to start until I really, really want to because it's an online business. So, you know, I have the luxury of being able to start my day whenever I want. And what that has actually led me to do is actually want to start the day earlier. But that's because I love my business and I love my life. But waking up on my terms is a massive sign of success for me. If I am waking up at my natural pace and I'm going about my day doing whatever I want to do, that is success for me. If I'm not asking to go to the bathroom by an employer, that's success for me. Like, I've naturally got an entrepreneurial spirit. So those are things that look like success to me. Another thing is being able to go to the gym, being able to afford my gym membership, loving that I can pay all my bills on time. I don't see bills as a bad thing. And this is one mindset shift you will have when you start manifesting in money. My dad once said to me, and I'll never forget it because it really stuck with me, the only thing worse with paying your bills is not being able to pay your bills. I'm really grateful for bills because there was a time where I could not pay them. When I was on Universal Credit, when the pandemic hit, I had never known anything like it. You know, everybody's business got sideswiped. Okay, if you were in employment in England, you got furlough, great, amazing. But we didn't. We had to wait a few months and we got Universal Credit, which was, you know, very fortunate that we had that, but it wasn't a lot to live off. And so not being able to pay your bills, that is, I tell you, a lot more painful than having to pay for something that you actually are using. It's a service. Each bill you have is a service. It is something that is adding to the quality of your life. It's not this big man in like red taking stuff away from you. There are things that are being provided for with this service. And so being able to pay those on time and happily, that's a sign of success for me. So these are the things I want you to kind of include. I don't just want you to include the material things, the clothes, the money, the car, all of those things are amazing. I want you to focus on the benefit that having those things brings to your life. And if you are manifesting things like a car, like you can write down, I love knowing that I can afford this. I love driving around in my new car, knowing that I did this. I love knowing that after all the years of hard work, it's finally my turn to be driving around this nice car. Or if it is the house you want to manifest, even if it's the mansion that I was taking the mick out of earlier, write down the benefits of that. Like, you love waking up in your own space. You love being able to take charge of your space and create this sanctuary around you. When I was manifesting my first home, that was all I could focus on. Like, this is mine. Like, having a space that was purely mine, that I was in control of, that I was in power of, that I could call my own home, that was what I focused on. Not just the actual metrics of the house or the size, anything like that. It was the feeling it gave me. If you are manifesting a new job, write about how you feel so fulfilled in this role. Like, you love waking up knowing you're a boss at your job, knowing that your colleagues are amazing and that you've got healthy friendships within the workspace. Or if you work from home, that you can do whatever you want and still have a great work day. If you're manifesting a business success, then write about how you love helping your clients. You love helping the people that you serve. You love being the best person at eyelashes. You love how, you know, when they get off the table and they look in the mirror, they look so beautiful and they feel so beautiful. If it's a product, you love how this product adds value or happiness to your customers' lives, and you love getting the feedback from this every single day. Tap in to the knock-on effect of having this thing. I really believe this is what helped me manifest my relationship last year, because I personally believe the universe knows you want someone fit. I think, you know, when people do the list and all they write down is, you know, he's got to be 6 foot, he's got to have blue eyes, he's got to be buff, he's got to be this, he's got to be that. Like, I just trust that the universe knows I want someone fit. I'm not going to go out with a minger because I'm trying to manifest love. Like, do you know what I mean? I just think those lists, they're kind of a little bit like, eh? What I focused on was, this man makes me feel so safe. I feel so safe in my relationship. I can just fully focus on my business. It allows me to flourish. Because all my other relationships before this point, I ain't focusing on business. I mentioned it a bit yesterday, but I'm hyper-focusing on what the other person's doing because it's setting off my nervous system because they're a scoundrel. I don't want that again. I was like, I didn't want that again. So I was focused on, he's a family man. We have the same values. All of these things that the knock-on effect of having this relationship would provide for me. Focus on the value that these manifestations are going to bring to your life. And do this for every area. You can do this for your body. You can do this for love. You can do that. Even if you're already in a relationship, you know, you can write down how amazing it is that you two have had the best year ever. Like, you're just growing together. You're blossoming. It's so nice to see the other person happy. It's so nice to see you both in your element and coming together and living this amazing life. I'm so excited by this subject and helping you with it today. But you can do this for business, for career, for everything. But try and go past the point of the actual manifestation. This, I feel, is a real sweet spot because it allows you to tap into the feeling and it allows you to really imagine what that would be like for you. So the first thing we're going to do today is we're going to validate your life as it is right now, because the more you make peace with where you are at, the faster you will manifest in the things you want. When you are fighting against the current and you're trying to swim upstream and you're fighting against your current situation, you're going to find it really hard to manifest what you want. It's like the scene in Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone where they've got past Fluffy the three-headed dog and they're in the, is it Devil's Snare? Is that what it is? I don't know. But the wormy looking stuff, you know, just before they get to the chessboard. And Hermione, you know, she's a clever girl. She relaxes. She trusts that she's going to make it through to the side. It's a horrible situation. She's in this wormy trap. Nobody wants that. Nobody likes that circumstance. But circumstances don't matter. Hermione's just chill. I don't care what this looks like right now. I know I'm about to pass to the other side. Boom, she passes straight through. Harry doesn't get it at first, but after seeing what Hermione does, he's like, oh, she's, you know, she's onto something. Relaxes, boom, straight through. Ron, he is the example of how what you resist persists. Okay, if you can visualize him in that film, struggling in that weed until Hermione flipendos and gets him out, that is what life feels like when you are fighting against your current circumstance. Yes, your current circumstance might not be nice. It might not be where you are, where you want to be right now, but it is your current circumstance. That's the bottom line. Like, I'm not a massive believer in ignoring reality. It's happening. It's in front of you. But it is the last thing to manifest. So your current reality is just a past thoughts and feelings summation, basically. It is all the past thoughts and feelings you would believe in, just summed up and in front of you right now. So there's not a lot you can do about it apart from change your thoughts, change your feelings and create something new going forward. But this current moment is all you have. That's what I meant when I said there's not a lot you can do about it. I mean, right now, physically, make peace with where it is, because that is going to allow you to pass to the next level faster. So I want you to write down 20 things you love about yourself right now and that you love about your life right now. What you focus on expands. So the more you do exercises like this and you focus on what's going good, what's going great for you, the more you're going to get of that. Then we're moving on to your big vision. So what is your big vision? If you could have anything you want, what would your life look like? Really tap into everything I've said in this podcast today when you do this exercise. If you need more than this page, please go get a notebook. Like, don't forget that, by the way, the PDF workbooks to this episode will be linked in the show notes. Had a little bit of trouble yesterday because, you know, if you listen to this later on than when it's live, you won't know what I'm on about. But I released the Google document and I forgot to access it to everybody. I've learned my lesson. So as soon as you click on it today, it will be available to you. So the podcast episode workbook is in the show notes, the kind of description underneath the podcast. The final question is, how would it feel to have this dream life? Get really excited. If you need to close your eyes for 2 minutes and have a real think about it, then do that. You don't have to just start scribbling. What would it feel like if this was your reality right now? The feeling is so important. In fact, Neville Goddard has a whole bloody book on it. It's called The Feeling is the Secret. It is one of the most powerful manifestation books you will ever find. It's £3 on Amazon, I think. Or it used to be. It's probably £4 now with inflation. Or you can get free PDFs of it on the internet. If you Google Neville Goddard, Feeling is a Secret, I know there's a free PDF on it somewhere because it's that old. It is like 70 years old or something ridiculous like that. But it is so profound and so important. And it's all about programming your subconscious minds with the feelings of having it now, because your subconscious mind does not know the difference. This is how athletes visualize to win races. They visualize in their mind, they see in their mind where they are going and what it would feel like to win. There's so much science behind this. So trust me when I say tap into the feeling of having it. And then your actionable step today is a fun one. I love this step. Pick a happy, euphoric song that makes you feel high on life. Listen to the song whilst you're walking, doing the dishes, driving, or anytime you can, and feel the feelings of having your dream life. So I want to make manifestation as easy as possible for you, which is why I've said do it as you're doing something else. I love doing this while I'm walking. In fact, I call it like my little gratitude miracle walks, my celebration walks. 10 to 15 minutes, same song, just listen to it and tap into, oh my God, I've done it. This is my manifestation. This is my life now. Oh my God, I did it. I fucking did it. I knew I would. That's my favorite feeling to go to. Such a proud feeling. And when you tap into the gratitude of having it now, that is a superpower for your manifestations. That will supercharge them so fast. The idea of doing it whilst we're doing other things is to make this manifestation routine as easy as possible for you. Pick a song that makes you feel euphoric, ecstatic, that makes you so happy. My go-to songs are Sunshine by Dario G and Go Flex by Post Malone if I'm trying to manifest in money. Those two songs make me feel like a little Cheshire cat. They make me so happy, and I would just imagine I have everything I wanted as I'm listening to those songs. When I was manifesting in my fella, it was Agora Hills by Doja Cat. I want to show you off. Oh my God. Like, I was so in. I loved him before I even met him from listening to that song. I was so in the moment in my manifestation, and I know wholeheartedly this method works because I've used it for years. It is fucking elite. I'd say it's my favorite method, if I'm honest. And that is your fun manifestation challenge day two. I hope you loved today, because today was meant to be really, really fun. And I will see you tomorrow for day two. Love you loads. Mwah.